Welcome back to Goals and Glory.
On the show, we'll be discussing worldwide soccer news, scores, hot takes, and finally, be making a top 10 list on various soccer topics.
Today, we will be discussing the 4-3 thriller that was Man United versus Liverpool, Harry Kane's record-breaking goal, playing a game called Overrated or Underrated, and lastly, playing the game we call Make a Goat.
First, we'll be talking about the FA Cup quarterfinal that was Man United versus Liverpool. The game ended in extra time, and Man United was able to pull off a 4-3 win. Porter, what are your thoughts?
I mean, it was a thriller of a game. 4-3 Man United over Liverpool. No, they both took some great shots. Over 50 combined shots. That's crazy. Both 11 on goal. And, wow, I feel like it was this game should have been won by Liverpool, though. They have 59% of ball possession, Man United's 41, and overall, it's played a much smoother game, except for the amount of yellow cards and fouls they had. Even though it's pretty even, in the crucial moments when you just have to possess, they were making these vital mistakes, which were really costing them that game, and which is what laid into that OT loss. What do you think, Zach?
I think that Man United really pulled off a great comeback win here. Coming back from 3-2 down in the first half of extra time stoppage time. So you have 15 minutes left to come back, and they pulled it off. Props to them because they put in a great performance. They never gave up, and I think they gave Ten Hag, their coach, a better chance at keeping his job because he was under a lot of pressure before this game. And if they lost this game, he could have been sacked. And now that they won this game, he has a good chance at staying at the club.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Zach. Diallo with the game winner. Youngster got a lot of credit there because that was a great goal. Garnacho played him a pretty bad through ball on the counterattack, and he had a great finish to it.
Our next topic is involving Bayern Munich's demolition of Darmstadt 5-2, where Harry Kane scored Bayern's second goal of the game to break the record of the most goals scored in someone's first season in the German league, the Bundesliga.
Yeah, that's an epic record, in my opinion. That's just, he came into a new club and just has really performed well with everyone around him. So what do you think about this, Hayden?
I think the record is incredible because it shows that Harry Kane can score in any league at any given time. Because at Tottenham, he didn't have very good resources to score, but he was still scoring goals. And at Bayern, the team isn't having a good season, but he's having a great season, and he's still breaking records in another league.
Yeah, I agree with Hayden there, because Bayern Munich's expectations are to win the league, and right now, Leverkusen are ahead of them in the Bundesliga table, and they're sat second. And even when Bayern Munich is having a poor season to their standards, he's still stepping up and scoring goals for them. And he has 31 goals right now, which is crazy in his first season at the club.
Yeah, I totally agree with both of you guys. But I think it's time to go to the first game of the show, overrated or underrated. So I will read off a player or a team of my choice, and Zach and Hayden will give their opinions on if they're overrated or underrated, or if they're fairly rated. Feel free to play along. Okay, so first up, I got Tottenham for you guys.
All right, my first thoughts are that they are underrated. This is coming from a Chelsea fan, by the way. And I think that's because at the start of the season, they were undefeated through many games. I think it was like 10 or something. And they were first place in the Premier League. And they fell off quite a bit. But still, they've been playing some good football under their coach's first season at the club, Ange Postecoglou. And I think he's been getting them in the right mindset and work hard, put everything out for the badge, and I think that they are an underrated team and looked at unfairly, in my opinion. Hayden, what are your thoughts?
I think Tottenham's a fairly rated team because a lot of people think that they aren't a very great team, and I don't either because they bottled the title in the beginning of the season when they're 11 games unbeaten, and they somehow still couldn't manage to keep that run of form going.
Yeah, I can agree with you there. I think that's a good opinion.
All right, for the second one, we got Sam Kerr. What's your guys' thoughts?
Sam Kerr was a very good, maybe the best in the world at her sport in women's soccer, but I think she just had way too many injuries, and in the World Cup, she couldn't take her Australia team to win and go far in the tournament. And I think that with her injuries right now, she's overrated because she is, if you say her name, she is like the face of women's soccer. But since with all her injuries, she's fallen off because she hasn't played. And yeah,
to be hyped up that much, I mean, it's hard to retain it. She's still a superstar, just not as good as people might think. But I feel like that happens in kind of all sports, like when LeBron had the expectations coming into the league. You know, when like Djokovic, who is a tennis superstar, everyone expects him to win a tournament. Like, people, it's hard to live up to that day after day for years or months at a time. So she's still a superstar. I think after she kind of gets over these injuries, gets back in her groove, I think she'll go back to where she was before. But, like, I don't know. I hope you guys all get what I'm saying and can relate to it. Okay, so next up, let's start with that Bruno Fernandes guy. What's your thoughts on him, Hayden?
I think Bruno Fernandes is fairly rated. He's a great player. He can control a game on his own, and he helps his team so much. What are your thoughts on him, Zach?
In a bad Man U team, he makes them look the slightest bit better with his quality on the ball. So I think he is fairly rated because people see him as one of the best midfielders in the Prem, and I kind of agree with that there. Porter, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, but Man United is not like, it's not an environment where he can like thrive to his full potential right now. I feel like, give him more of a stat. Like, put him on Arsenal. And if you put him on Arsenal, I feel like he just, his stats immediately, exponentially increase. And we really see more of a full player than he is right now. But, yeah.
Our last segment of the day is called Make a Goat. This is how the game works. In front of me are 12 attributes that a soccer player could have. For example, an attribute could be passing, and we will agree on the best player we think has that attribute. The only rule is that we can't use a player twice. So if we choose Ronaldo for shooting, we can't use him for clutch factor. All right, let's get into it.
Just for some clarification, this is in their primes too. So it's all these players in the very best of their abilities ever. All right, so real quick, I'm going to list the attributes lightning fast at you guys. So listen closely. Right foot, left foot, speed, strength, passing, dribbling, shooting, defending, technique, skills, clutch factor, IQ. So those are all the ones we'll be using. Right foot. What do we choose for right foot?
I think we should pick Ronaldo because he's been one of the greatest players of all time, like behind Messi, and he's been such an iconic player. So it would only be right to put him as the right foot.
I mean, Ronaldo is the GOAT of many things, I would say. Technique, shooting, clutch factor, passing. But, yeah, I think right foot is just perfect spot for him.
I'm going to stop you there because I think clutch factor is better because when you are 2-0 down and you need a hat trick, Ronaldo will do that for you. So I think that clutch factor is better.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Zach. We can put Ronaldo's clutch factor.
Okay, so Ronaldo, clutch factor. What about right foot then? Who are we playing there?
I think there are many players that could go here. Neymar, Pele, Zinedine Zidane, Cruyff. But I think it's only right if we put Pele because he is seen as one of the faces of soccer. So.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
I agree too.
So moving on to left foot. Sound good? Okay. Left foot. Who do we think's left foot?
It's only right to put Lionel Messi. He is the greatest of all time. He's one of the best players to ever step foot on the field.
Yeah, I agree. So Lionel Messi at left foot. Sounds good. For speed, there's a lot of dudes we can choose. But I don't know. There's some current dudes like Mbappe. But I think we have a better option. What do you think, Zach?
Yeah, I agree. Mbappe or Thierry Henry. Because many people doubt how fast Thierry Henry was. Or Theo Walcott. They were both very, very fast, but I think Mbappe, for this modern era, it's only right to put him there.
I think we should put Davies.
Alphonso Davies?
I think Thierry Henry.
Thierry Henry.
It's fine, Porter. Good try.
Yeah, I've seen clips of him, And, dude, he's lightning fast. He's zooming past people. Thierry Henry is crazy.
Henry.
Let's pronounce it right.
Thierry?
Thierry.
Thierry Henry.
Thierry Henry.
Thierry Henry. Thierry Henry. It says here he ran 39.2 kilometers an hour. That's crazy.
All right, yeah, I think Thierry Henry for me fits there. Okay, next attribute we have is strength. First thing that comes to mind is Haaland, Virgil van Dijk. And I have an unpopular opinion here. Many people may not know who this is, but Adebayo Akinfenwa, a player from the
Islington, England.
Second tier championship in England. He's recently retired, but he was a beast. If you search him up, Adebayo Akinfenwa, you'll see how just strong he was, and his build is so, like, it's wild how strong he is. So I think we put him there.
Yeah, he's like, he's built different, some would say. I think, I don't know, he could have been a rugby player. Like, he's big and strong. He has a huge upper body, and then like huge legs. So it's not very compatible to soccer, but like, I don't know. He's like solid being like fast and stuff. So yeah. Moving on to our next topic, we got passing. He's a great passer.
This is actually a very hard one. I think it's between Modric, Cruz, Xavi Hernandez, and Iniesta.
I fully agree with you there. I would have said Busquets, but I think we save that for a later attribute for IQ. I think we put Cruz because I've seen clips of him just that are absolutely insane. Like, he could pass a ball 50 yards away and just put it right where he wants it. So I think, yeah, Cruz is good.
Yep, I agree with that too, Cruz. What about dribbling? Oh, yeah. So we got Ronaldinho. We got Neymar Jr. We got all these great guys. What do you think, Caden?
I think we put Ronaldinho there.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't, because we have skills coming up, and I think Ronaldinho is better for skills.
Yeah, I actually agree there. I would put Neymar as dribbling because he's such a good dribbler. Like, there's not a lot of defenders out there who can stop him when he's on the run.
I think we put Maradona.
I'm going to stick with Neymar, too.
All right, Neymar it is. Next up, we have shooting. Hayden, what do you think?
This is a hard one. I think we could debatably put Erling Haaland, Kun Aguero. There's a lot of guys out there who can shoot really well in front of goal. Fun.
I mean, I think Harry Kane, because he's one of the top scorers in the Prem. I really like the touch he puts at the end of his shots. It's really, like, just satisfying to, like, watch his, like, highlight tapes and stuff. So, like, I don't know. I'm going to defend Harry Kane.
I can agree with you there. Harry Kane is one of the best shooters for me of all time.
Yeah, I agree there.
Next up, we have defending. First thought, I'm thinking Maldini, Virgil van Dijk, just at the simple Sergio Ramos, just at the simple art of defending, I'm seeing Virgil van Dijk because his IQ defending, not only just the way he defends his build, but like his smarts and 1v1 ability is amazing.
I think Sergio Ramos, I mean, he's like an American football player. He's a beast. He slides hard. He plays like really close, uptight defense, and he's just really good at like following or predicting the player he's guarding's moves and just being there. So I think Sergio Ramos.
I agree with Porter here because I feel like Sergio Ramos, like he does it every game. He never has a mess up, and as a defender, that's so hard to do. But I feel like Virgil van Dijk, like he's gave up many goals in his career, and that's hard to say about Sergio Ramos because he's even been a clutch in the Champions League, which he could even be considered to be a clutch player.
Yeah, I'll agree with you guys there with Ramos.
Next up is technique, and I think it's Neymar because he's such a good player on the ball. He's very good at passing, very good at dribbling. Overall, really good technique.
Yes, I agree with Hayden. He's such a great player. He plays so, like, just his technique is impeccable. He plays with great poise, and I really do enjoy watching him play.
Yeah, we'll put Neymar at technique. Next up, we got skills, and right off the bat, I think it's Ronaldinho. Just the way he took players on. He would just play with players. He would toy with them. He'd just Rabona, do all the skills and everything. So I think he was a joy to watch.
Yeah, I agree with you, Zach. I love the way he just, like, caresses with the ball. He's so good at dribbling.
Yeah.
He does all the skill moves.
I mean,
it's just so fun to watch.
I completely agree with you guys. The way he can just, like, take the ball, any scenario, any, like, way possible, and just, like, create something beautiful out of it. It's just, like, really amazing. It really gets me going, and, like, by that, I mean, like, really exciting to watch the games. And, let's move on to, Clutch Factor. We already agreed Ronaldo. Pretty obviously. Okay, next up, IQ. What about Zach? What are you thinking for this?
I'm thinking Busquets, because I've seen clips of him in training, just really toying with players, not by using pace, not by using strength or anything. It's just by IQ and knowledge of the game, and he was, in my opinion, the best at that.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Zach. Busquets, like, all he had to do was move into a certain space, and he would just be away from players.
Yeah, he really just knows what to do in every opportunity, and I feel like that's what really matters. It's not so much of, like, you're smarter than the other players. You just got that, like, experience and that game knowledge, which he's a perfect combination of.
Yeah, okay, that is it for the Make a Goat segment. Thank you for listening to this episode of Goals and Glory, and make sure to keep tuning in to KMIH 89 The Bridge for more music.